And now a quick snapshot on medical marijuana. 29 states now allow patients to use it for medicinal purposes, including senior citizens. But there are many obstacles, ranging from finding a doctor who's licensed to prescribe it to paying for it. In New York, considered an especially restrictive medical marijuana state, reporter Karen Michelle looked at some of the benefits and difficulties for seniors seeking legal marijuana.
Larry Yokelson uses a walker and is on oxygen 24/7.
I'm not a pothead.
Though 87-year-old Yokelson was familiar with the stuff, between the 70s and the mid-90s, he'd been a driver for rock bands.
You want to know something? Led Zeppelin, Paul McCartney, I can't even tell you the list.
Yokelson says that just about all of his passengers smoked pot, but he didn't like it. More recently, he didn't like the opioids he'd been prescribed for his constant back pain either.
You name it, and I've been on it. And it's... You become so constipated from opiates, you want to kill yourself. That's how bad it is.
He told his daughter Jan he was ready to give up.
He said he was done. Put me in hospice. I'm done. I can't live like this.
But he found a sympathetic doctor.
He gave me a prescription, and I was in agony up to that point. So I took it at night, and I woke up in the morning, and I said to everybody in the house, I'm pain-free in one dose. Medical marijuana to me is a miracle, and it actually saved my life.
Larry Yokelson takes a tincture of medical marijuana under his tongue at night and a capsule during the day. In New York, it's not even possible to get something to smoke or eat. At his age, Yokelson is part of the fastest-growing group of medical marijuana users, old folks, as found in a recent study at New York University.
This has been a really understudied issue.
Geriatrician Benjamin Hahn was the lead researcher.
Previous generations have had very low prevalence of using drugs and alcohol, but with the baby boomer generation, this is really going to change dramatically.
Hahn's not using hyperbole here. In a sample of 47,000 people aged 65 and older, the prevalence of using marijuana, whether medically or recreationally, showed about a 250% increase between 2012 and 2013. For his study on seniors and medical marijuana, the University of Iowa's Brian Caskey found that state program directors reported a huge increase in applications from folks over 60.
I've been in states from Washington, Colorado, Minnesota, Vermont, Maryland, Illinois, Missouri, we've been all over. And in those focus groups in which there were persons who had medical cannabis, the stories were just amazing.
Caskey found the stories from what he calls the more interesting bunch were the folks like Larry Yokelson, with an aversion to marijuana, especially to smoking it. But medical marijuana comes in many forms.
You can take it as a pill or edible form. You could rub it on your skin lesions. That's what I saw one person with cancer doing. And it provided relief for them. And that just is what really struck me. It's like, wow, there's a whole population of older persons out there who actually see this as a medical benefit.
Caskey notes that marijuana, by federal law, is a Schedule I drug, along with heroin, making its acceptance more of a challenge for potential patients and their providers.
Because they don't want the liability associated with dispensing something that hasn't been approved by the federal government.
Each state has its own medical marijuana regulations, New York among the most restrictive. Columbia Care has dispensaries in several states, including New York. Columbia Care's dispensary in New York City is on a major busy street that's considered the dividing line between up and downtown. There's a guard in front checking patient ID, a card much like a driver's license, and inside a friendly receptionist and comfy seating. According to Columbia Care's CEO, Nicholas Vita, in New York State, the average age of a patient is 54.
I think that the sort of the aging population is actually one of the fastest growing markets nationally for medical marijuana products. And our view is that the products we manufacture really should be designed to separate themselves from the counterculture sort of history of marijuana and focus on the medicinal application and the benefits.
Studies and experience have shown there are many conditions of the aged, including neuropathy, lack of appetite, pain, and difficulty sleeping, that are especially responsive to treatment with medical marijuana. But there are many barriers to access beyond any legal concerns. Again, Larry Yokelson.
Medicaid, Medicare does not pay for a reimbursement. So it's a very tough thing for the aging population to go through.
He relies on his daughter to drive 45 minutes to get it for him. But recently, several dispensaries started offering home delivery, and dispensaries in New York and elsewhere now offer video consultations. But it all comes at a price. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Michel.